Hey there, guys. It is Nolan and Jason with Ad Positions.
Hey.
Today we're going to talk about SEO scams, marketing online scams, and I really want to go through like what are the earmarks of it? How is it a scam?
And by the way, we started making a list and it was really big.
Yeah, I keep adding them.
We keep adding to it.
So let's start with how they get in touch with you. So if they call you first, the chance of it being a scam is like stupid high. You guys all know this. You get calls all the time.
Yeah, if it's a cold call,
I get calls. Your map, your Google map may not show up if you don't respond to this immediately. And it's like robocall. Google doesn't robocall anybody, by the way.
Right.
Like, ever robocall them, ever. So I don't think they overall ever call. They never call about that, right? Google never ever calls about the map, even with a live person.
No.
So if they're calling you, that's bad.
If they call you talking about your mapping or something and say they're from Google, they're lying.
That's a lie.
And they will.
Yeah, that's an outright lie.
Yeah.
The other one, if they email you, that's bad. If they're outside of the USA, that's bad. Mm-hmm. And I always tell people, it's like, it's not that we're just, we are pro-USA, but that's not why on this. Because you match up skill sets out of this country. And I've tried it, guys. We tried to get workers out of other places just to provide competitiveness as much as possible, but the skill sets aren't there. And on top of that, you can't manage your company policy and procedures and everything else that it requires to do a good job. So outside the U.S. is bad. Google can even tell that the work doesn't occur inside the country, right?
Right.
So if they call you, if they email you, those are bad, bad signs. For me, the only thing in common with any of these people, and some of them are big enough companies too, by the way. They like get big at it. But that's the only thing they have in common. They're like really good at marketing, but they overpromise and underdeliver, you know? So
they're good at marketing, but they spend all of that marketing energy on themselves, not on you.
You know what really makes me upset about this? The reason they're able to get one over on you, and it's not your fault really, but you don't know enough about organic optimization, pay-per-click marketing, an overall online web presence in your social media. You're not sure and enough of it. So somebody can learn almost nothing and they sound fairly authoritative to you.
Yeah.
And then you get tired of getting screwed over and over and over again, right?
Right.
Yeah, they're like, oh yeah, we can do this, we can do that. And you're just constantly getting hosed by people, which is why you came here, you're searching, right, and looking for something better. I had some other stuff. These are stupid things. I had kids in pajamas, social butterflies. It's just kids at home, you know?
It's just some college kid or just after. They're sitting
or not
at home.
In college. Yeah.
And they put up their own website and
also they're
they call you and they act like they're an expert and they're very buzzword compliant, but they don't have a staff. They don't have a lot of skills themselves.
They got it themselves.
And they simply don't have the ability to do what they're claiming they're going to do.
Check the website of the person that called you. Please look at it, not just their Facebook account. Just because somebody put up a Facebook account was made for billions of dummies to do, right? Like,
right.
We could all do it. But I don't, it's not, if there's a marketing, I'm sorry, but if billions of people can do it, it's dumbed down pretty good.
Yeah,
right?
It's easy.
So just
the word is intuitive.
Intuitive. Sorry.
Which is a fancy word for dumbed down.
Well, if just be careful if they're social media only.
Yeah.
That's why I put the social media butterflies and then they hitting all the click words. You have no idea. And we're you have no idea how many people we've tried to get through the office to manage more professional social media. And we finally went to such a high level, it's ridiculous to get somebody that truly knew how to manage social media. So they all come in with buzzwords and saying stuff like they're going to do something great, and they never do anything, even the people that we hire to help a client.
Right.
Now, we know they're not doing anything, but we vet them out pretty quickly so you're not paying for that junk.
Right.
You know? But be very, very careful if it's on a social media scale, because there are people in the droves, literally in like tens of thousands, that have bought like at-home courses on how to sign you up for social media. So learn how to make big bucks signing up the average small business person on social media.
Social media has no regulation, no accreditation. anybody can pretend to be a social media expert.
Keep going.
Okay. And there's someone can call you and say, hey, I'm a social media expert, and you have no way of refuting that. So if that's all they're saying that they're good at, well, be wary.
Yeah, we're experts at digital online marketing, but I mean, it's a different situation. My right. alarm had gone off, by the way, but it's a different situation. You can look at us and say, hey, they look pretty credible. We can call clients and get referrals. The website looks good. One of the reasons I said look at the website, if you've got some kid that made a Facebook account and that's all they have, I'm just trying to point out how silly that is, you know, how ridiculous that is that they do. They got in front of your feed because they're like, oh, let's get a demographic check and put our ad up in front of these business owners that own this type of service business.
Yeah. And not to belabor the point, but your grandma has a Facebook account.
Yeah.
And that does not mean that she's a social media marketing expert.
And if she tried to, she could maybe go make an ad.
Yeah, and she could.
and get it up. So that guy or girl that put that little ad up in front of you and then he preyed on you, you know, get lots of leads for your business. You know, we know how to do it. We figured out the secret sauce, you know.
The secrets of social
media. Yeah, and so just be really careful with the social media side of it, the emails for online. And I want to say something else about SEO scams. We'll do work on an organic basis for as little as around $500 per month. We do pay-per-click management for a little less than that, depending on how much the budget is. If somebody's coming at you and you bought nothing but $99 and $299, the $99 to $299, even up to about $500, that is usually trash stuff. We have a 550 plan that's fantastic for a smaller business or somebody starting out.
Right.
And then we optimize organically, mapping, integration of reviews, and all sorts of organic stuff. But normally, when you're in that category and you haven't ever spent any money really, and then you're looking at it and you're like, gosh, it seems expensive to pay $1,000. Well, some people charge like $2,000 or $3,000 or $5,000 for organic and all of that. If you go to some of these firms, and I'm not going to say like a high end firm, we're a high end firm, but it is fairly arbitrary on what you're going to get charged. But if you don't give them enough money to pay for skilled people to do the work, don't get mad about it when you get messed around over and over again. So if you're pointing at other people and you got three fingers pointing back at yourself and you're like, they did this to me, they did that to me, but I only paid at $99, $199, $299. You only paid for somebody that sucked out of the country to do the work.
Yeah.
And if you tried to pay
somebody a template website,
yeah,
glorified hosting fee would be like.
So don't trick your own self. You know, how much do your services cost and how much would you be able to do for $300? That is one of the, point it back at yourself and think about it. How much could a skilled human being in your service industry do for that? You know?
Yeah.
So we have plenty of clients who one job, one thing, whether it's a high-end haircut or a roof or anything in between, that, you know, one of those things pays for it. And they might get hundreds and hundreds or more visits per month to the site or hundreds of clients per month, you know. So if you hadn't paid anybody enough to even do any skilled labor, then you're scamming yourself and you're hoping to that all this stuff is true. But if you've been screwed over and over again 3 to 5 times, I question you a little bit, because at some point you've got to look back at yourself. Now, don't get mad at me too much, because I know you can get screwed by paying $1,000, $2,000 and more,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm aware that happens. It doesn't mean, I did not mean to say just because you spend more money, then you'll get great services. You'll get screwed there too. You got to be careful. I mean to say that if you never give enough money to get to render a service, and you can't,
if you always go cheap,
yeah,
you'll have a problem.
Yeah. So it doesn't mean if you charge money that that somebody charged you a lot, that's okay. In fact, I wanted to talk about that too. That's not even on here, but it's the low end screw jobs and the high end screw jobs. You know, I can't say that or what. low end screw job, high end screw. So the $99, the $299s. The ones that appeal to all the people wanting to go cheapo. Right. And you know deep down that it's not enough money, but you hope that it is. You hope so. Yeah. I'd like to make $1 million a year and pay you, you know, $3,600, $300 a year. And then you have the other ones that are just come at you fancy pants, man. They're like, right. we're gonna funnel. We're gonna social butterfly. It's gonna be fantastic. We're gonna get engagement and people are gonna respond.
and they use a whole bunch of words that sound nice, SEO, but they don't ever tell you what they're going to do.
So if you go back and look at any of our other videos, we'll break down stuff. We stop at some point because your eyes want to roll back in your head when you start hearing about some of the stuff that we do, like the code base on the design, right?
Yeah. Oh, he'll ask me about code, and I'll make his eyes roll back in his head, and he knows it pretty well.
I know, so be careful where you're going, even if it's a low cost, if it's a high cost. So what can you do to keep from getting screwed, keep from getting scammed?
Call ad positions.
Yeah, you could call us up, you could call some referrals, you could put your logical hat on and go, does it look good? Did I find them instead of them calling me? Do they optimize? Do their sites look good? Does their site look good?
Are their clients happy?
Yeah, are their clients happy? You know, that sort of thing is a smarter approach than, I wish you could just, you know, we're skilled. But this isn't propaganda. We're putting out stuff that we know and putting it out there, and we're marketing, I suppose, but you're gonna have to be careful. And if you don't have any of the other things I just mentioned to back up the words that came out of somebody's mouth, ignore the hell out of every bit of it. If they have no other credentials, no website, doesn't look good, doesn't get worked on, you can't find them online, they come to you, you didn't come to them. Those are all bad signs, right?
Their office address is a coffee shop. And it's not their coffee.
Yeah, so I'll put one on here, a slick dude or a cute girl. I just had cute on here, actually, but I'll throw slick dude into it just so I'm equally angry. I had a guy tell me one time, he said, well, Nolan, she's a real nice girl, we're going to stick with her and give her another chance. And I'm like, that is just so ridiculous. I had a video one time, you remember?
Yeah,
like
you did that.
Seven ways, I don't forget that your web company may be screwing you.
Yeah.
Seven signs.
She's a real nice girl.
She's a real nice girl, knowing we're going to stick with her. Mm-hmm. You know, so try to forget all that crud. Just because some kid or person sitting at home, whoever the hell, whatever the hell they are, they bought a course online, don't be the rube. Don't let them screw you around. Don't let them take your money. One-man crews, two-man crews, three-man crews, that's bad. Template websites that look like crap, that's bad. Sparse content, no content. Shallow content, never worked on content. Crappy-looking designs, good-looking designs without code base in it. You wouldn't even know. I'll tell you one thing cool about our websites, on ours and for clients. If it's an internal page, there's a schema coding called aggregate star rating, and so you can't get everything number one, but you want as many number ones as you can get, as many number twos. But if, let's say we're number three or four on the page, we'd be the only one with five stars sitting next to the organic ranking.
Right.
That's cool, high end.
And that's code and base. That is not that when you see that star rating show up in search, that's not necessarily or not just because that person has Google reviews. That is some code that's put into the source code of the website that tells Google, this is our star rating, and then Google put it in search. You don't get those stars. You can have five stars on Google, but if you don't include this code on your website, those stars don't show up on your search result.
You think maybe those help increase conversion?
Well, yeah, draw the eye.
Yeah.
The people are looking at a sea of blue and black text, and then there's these five, you know, orange stars, bang, pop right off the
page. And would
Google
like it better than, say, a site that didn't have that?
Right, absolutely.
But why?
Because they like anything that makes their job easier.
But can I pay you $99 and have you do all this high-end stuff for me?
No.
I can't. And we're not apologizing about it, by the way. But we're not as expensive as some of the other people that claim to be high-end firms, and we do better work. But I frankly, I'm one of the owners here. I do that so that we can keep the client long-term. You know, we're not looking to keep somebody for 6 to 12 months. I had a, you know, 1-2-3-man crews, if it's a small enough operation, there's just not enough people in the crew to do the good work. We have about 24 people now. I'd say somewhere around a dozen or 15, we had enough people to turnkey quality services, right?
Right.
And we're still adding to them all the time, but it's about as high end as you're going to find anywhere. But you need to have enough people to do it. I had on here one-hit wonders. They call up and go, Bob, we got your number, we're calling you. Did you know that you need to get branded and citations online? We're going to list you, Bob, with 75 different directories, USA-based directories. or 100. Your name's messed up all over the internet, Bob. It says it one way here, an old address. Google doesn't know who you are. You know, it's scary, man. And once they know who you are, they're just going to put you up all over the place. It's going to be unbelievable. You're going to be on this website and this listing and that listing. And once they fix it, it's just going to work. Is that going to work to get me to number one ranking, Jason?
Well, I will say that having your information consistent online is important. And a lot of these people he's talking about, these one-hit wonders, they're often telling you something that's technically true, but it can't be the only thing you did.
It's not the only thing.
If they're talking about one thing, that one trick to get you for success thing. Online, that's
one
that's
way to get leads. One thing to fix to get the leads. You know, the map presence. I'm not saying you don't need citations and branding. I'm saying that we've had it as a normal component of a client setup on any level for years and years.
Right.
And it's one of the tiny little things of minutia of the over 200 points that we track so that when we do all the detailed stuff, you get a better grade from Google. But is the part behind just citations and branding and your listing on directories enough to catapult you into success online? No.
No.
It's not.
Absolutely not.
Let me dispel some stuff and add something in on here on SEO scams. It's like, oh, I wish I was like this company up there. You know, how did Joe Blow get to the top of search rankings? How did they get up there? This guy doesn't even look like he deserves it, damn it. You know, it's like, his website's bad, Nolan. I know it's bad. And it's like, well, man, he's got stuff you don't have, like tenure, time online, first to market, Google account set up before you. He does stuff and has stuff you don't do. If you want to beat him, he most likely has been there longer. If you want to beat him, do more things properly, right? Do more things properly. So how did they get there? Did they pay 10 grand a month? No, they didn't. They didn't pay 10 grand a month. They were you. You know how I know they were you? Because I've got hundreds of clients that were you.
Right.
You are somebody who's wanting to get up there. You are someone who admires your peers or hates them for being in the top, you know, or somewhere in between, right? And so you're the one that is looking, wanting to get in the door. Most of the people, 99% of them, do not have skill set levels being applied to the level of ad positions. When we go into extreme details, then you deserve to show up higher. You need time, but that's not the only thing. You can get up and start beating someone quickly just by doing so many other things properly. And it can happen faster than you think, but you need all those little things done. So the dispel the myth is somebody up there because of magical stuff, they're just happenstance or random. Did they pay 10 grand a month? It wasn't any of those things. It was parts of the algorithm giving them a grade, and they deserve to show up better than you. And then how do you get it? Well, you can't fall for scams. Don't ever buy from somebody calling you. That's probably a bad idea. I don't know. Maybe there's one. I'm trying to think of a company that might call that might be legitimate. I can't really think of one for sure that I can validate in my head.
Right. I don't want to say names.
I get calls daily, and I've never been called by one of them.
Yeah.
Of course, I have websites up and our name out there, and I get calls every day, and I've never
That's a big hint, by the way. We have... Our clients will call us and say, hey, I got called by this guy saying something on our website.
Something's wrong on our website.
And we're like, well, how did that guy find you? Oh, he found me on search results. Well, then it sounds like there's nothing wrong. And, I mean, that's literally what happens is we sign clients up, we get them up to the top of the results, and then they get these scam calls because we got them to the top of the results.
So the problems are the same. The email's the same, guys. They're saying that there are problems with everybody's website. It doesn't matter. So... okay, so there's people up there because of all this good stuff we've been talking about, not all the scam stuff. Guys, just to make you feel better, people at the top, they got messed around too at some point. Everybody's been messed around by somebody within digital marketing. Most of the companies out there, unfortunately, are poor quality, lack business ethical, they lack business ethics, and they're just not good companies. So. And I've asked myself this. I've pondered this question from a psychological standpoint way too much. Why would somebody screw everybody? Why would so many companies screw you guys around? I know why. You buy it at $99, $299 all the time.
Right.
That is not enough money to pay for quality services to get you up there. It's barely any more to get up there, but you flat out, most of you just won't do it. So you'll pay that much money. And that's why all the prices are around that.
You can and you'll pay that much money for a long time.
Long time.
Because all you only think about it in that monthly fee sense. You don't look at
the company how much cannot you pay afford over 3 years. That calls you to give you any services. If they had gotten money, would they have transformed from an unethical business to ethical? Maybe, because then they'd have enough money to provide services, right? Right. So the sale, if they got it, would beget service eventually, but oops, there's not enough money there. So all they can do is funnel back into more sales. They throw up template junk, don't help you with anything, and then throw you up. You call, you talk to some cute girl, some slick-talking guy on the phone, and their entire business model is around just keeping you for doing nothing. I call it glorified hosting fees.
And just so you guys know, we've tried to do this. We tried to hit that price point.
But we did service.
But we did service. That's what I'm talking about. Is the reason we know that they don't have enough money to provide services is because we tried to do it. Like, hey, we tried to hit that $2.99 price
point. Let's do it for $2.99 and then try to give them everything they need. Well, you'd go to business.
Yeah, we couldn't do it because we couldn't. There's too much stuff to do to charge such a low fee.
Just to reiterate, guys, we're a full digital marketing agency. We handle all sorts of organic stuff, all sorts of paid stuff. Programs starting as little as $5.50 for the SEO portion of it, at least at the time that this aired.
If you watch this 3 years from now,
3 years from now,
it may have changed.
But yeah, so the money that you pay us goes to pay a couple dozen extremely high quality, good webmasters that do high quality work for you that get graded by the search engines that help you do better in organic search, mapping, reviews, or even paid advertising. So that's where that money goes to. And then we have other people in aggressive markets that can go up to a couple thousand just for the SEO. And then of course we do pay-per-click management and things like that, social media management as well. So you can get up there. It doesn't cost as much as you think. It's the lifeblood of your business. I definitely would forego a dinner, maybe a micro brew. You know, go buy yourself some Miller High Life, you know, and get a better web effort. Yeah.
There you go.
Leave the fancy stuff alone for a little bit and grow your business. Okay, so Jason wanted to talk about one. I'm sorry. Let me finish up one other thing. The one hit wonders, I think I did that. It can be mapping only. It can be Facebook only. It can be pay-per-click only. If somebody wanted to do a pay-per-click campaign with us, we're going to do it. That's a one-hit wonder that's kind of okay, but it's kind of silly not to work on organic. You know, yeah. It's kind of the basis of it all. But if somebody's coming at you with one thing, or they'll talk about leads and shroud it in leads, but it's really, I wanted to talk about, I'll go back into that, the fancy propaganda in just a minute. Okay. I want to talk about fancy propaganda because people say, hey, we can get you leads. But really, they're just an AdWords management dude, you know? I don't get it. And then the propaganda stuff, I wanted to go into one other one. But go ahead and go over what
the social fortress.
So this one's kind of one hit.
This is something that we became aware of fairly recently. And it kind of, the reason I want to talk about it is this irritated me.
It's an SEO scam.
Yeah, it was a straight up SEO scam. We had a client call us. He had taken on an additional freelancer to help him with his SEO effort. And he had paid this person for a few months. And he said, well, let me send you this report to show what they did. Because they were talking about something I don't understand called a social fortress. So I get this report. And I like call my client back. I said, okay, far be it for me to tell you what to do with your money. But you are being scammed. And the basic idea behind Social Fortress has some merit, actually. It's to go out and on all social platforms to register your company so that your reputation is protected across social media. Sounds good, right? It is good. As long as you're doing it smart. This person was paid thousands of dollars to go out, and they sent reports to our client with this huge list of links on it of all the places that they had gotten them registered.
That sounds like citations to me.
Yeah, it sounds a little bit like citations. Yeah. But how long did it take you to register your Facebook account? 5 minutes? That's it. That's all this person was doing.
So they've done how many registrations of many types of social media?
It was like 30.
So they put his name up with like 30 different social media places.
But the thing is, a lot of it was completely beside the point and worthless to him. The first one that caught my eye was a site that its whole purpose is for digital artists to post their work. Right. This was a home service business. He is not going to be going and doing digital paintings.
So let me give a quick overview. So fan art. What this company said that is, you'll get your name listed on all of these social media sites, all that exist, basically.
Right.
And did like 30 of them, that somehow that would get you leads in
business. Yeah, get some kind of leads in business. And there's such a disconnect there.
But that guy had paid $900 a month for 3 months for this.
Yeah, he paid almost $3,000. Yeah,
almost $3,000, and it was a one-time little deal that they probably had one person do within like 2 or 3 hours, and then they just were going to bill him as long as they could.
Right.
That's why I call a lot of these things like glorified hosting fees.
Yeah. And just incidentally, they told him they were going to build him a new website, and it would be done in a week, and 3 months later he had never seen it.
Site was never done anyway. And that's a different service anyway, right? That wasn't that wasn't the Social Fortress.
Anymore. Yeah, but I mean, they were trying to say they were going to do
so
all
this. So let's talk about
stuff.
Fancy propaganda for a minute. So Fancy propaganda, and there's one right now that is out there that's fancy propaganda. It's just they repackage stuff to you guys in different ways. And I don't have, listen guys, citations are necessary and we do them. But it's there's this much stuff done and it's that much of it.
Yeah.
It's that much of it. And so I love doing citations and setting them up and helping people's brand. It's necessary, but it's that much. Just all these little one thing that, hey, if we do this one thing, it's going to be the magic bullet. Oh, one more thing before I go into fancy propaganda. I had a guy, who the heck was this? I can't remember who it was, but it's a client of ours, or it's a client we picked up. And he was paying $99 a month to his SEO company. The glorified hosting fee, you're getting screwed out of $99.
Right.
They're not doing anything except letting a cute girl, slick talking guy talk to you on the phone, if that, for $99, right? And then so they called him up and it was either like $750 or $1,500. They called up and they said, Bob, I'm gonna use Bob here. Sorry if your name's Bob. I'm not trying to dog the word Bob, I'm just getting a common name. It could be Tom or Sue or whoever. But anyway, how about Tom? We'll use Tom.
We'll use Tom.
Yeah, sorry Tom. Anyway, so Tom, this is the fancy web crew, man. Man, you're going to have to get SSL certificates and unique IP addresses. Google's penalizing everybody that doesn't have them. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. You're going to have this. And so this got paid around $1,000. I don't remember the price for it. For lifetime SSL. Lifetime SSL. And he told me, he said, is that necessary? I said, well, yeah. And again, like citations, I like SSL certificates.
Yeah, you should have an SSL certificate.
We have SSL certificates.
We do it for every client.
For every client we have for years. But that one thing isn't, they called this poor guy up. And I say poor guy because I don't know who I feel worse for. The poor web company that only gets $99 that's having to do this, you know? Or the guy that paid the $99 who got screwed. But then somewhere in my philosophical thought process of it, I'm like, did they screw each other? You know, who screwed who? Who's a sadder case?
Yeah.
You know? And so this is like complete lie, complete made up stuff as far as pulling $1,000 for it. Because we do SSLs, they cost us a couple of bucks a month or something.
Yeah, they're not expensive.
So to charge some guy $1,500 or $1,000 or whatever it was, and then call it a lifetime is ridiculous. Does that even exist, or does a lifetime SSL exist?
Maybe.
So I've never heard of it, but...
But it's literally like a couple bucks a
year. So he said, did I need it? I was like, yeah, Tom, you needed it, but dang.
Yeah, it's just rolled into
He's
part
like,
of
well,
our
service.
He's like,
what's wrong with it? I'm like, I don't know. I was like, you didn't pay the people anything. They're trying to make some money. They called to screw you, but you paying this $99 hosting fee because you didn't want to pay any more, but you want to show up on search rankings. Right. You know, did it help you show up? In essence, no, based upon everything else that you need.
Right.
Did you need it? Yeah. But they screwed you out of $1,000.
Again, an SSL certificate is one of the things you need. It's one of the pile of 200 things you have to do.
Lots of things, lots of details done. If you get a good search engine optimization company, we're more, that's a word that's a good word if done properly. We're a full digital marketing agency that does SEO and paid ads and everything else, but it's a partnership with the company. It's a really great return and it can be a fantastic relationship. I want to talk about propaganda on one more thing and then we'll kind of try to wrap some of this up. So funneling, and I like funneling. Funneling's good. Funneling's good, but it's fancy verbiage for stuff that a good marketing company already does for you.
Right.
So funneling is like to get found, and then to create interest, and then to get some more information to them, and then to become a client, and then to get a review and become a referral partner.
Right.
Right. And so I was like, well, wait a minute. So
that's what we've always been doing.
Is that a design with a good conversion, social media that's working well, maybe some emails sent back to them?
Why, yes, Nolan,
is
it
that,
is.
Is that pictures on the website and an infographic?
It is.
It is.
It's all of that stuff.
Is it reviews integrated with someone getting reviews so that people feel more comfortable and convert?
You know, I think it is.
Wow. You know what we should do?
All of that stuff.
We should call it funneling. And then release all
and
this
act like we invented something new.
Yeah, wouldn't that be awesome? And then we could take basic drip emailing that people don't like to open much anymore and call that funneling and revive this old marketing technique.
There you go.
Wow!
I'm a genius.
My head just exploded, you know? So, yeah, so...
Everything that... Yeah. When you're doing funneling, and we'll do it, everything you're doing is good things to do, but don't be fooled into the idea that it is a radical new approach to marketing.
Funneling can be just them working through a website properly. It can be a drip email. It can be capturing an email and then sending them information on a drip email.
Right.
It can be them getting some more information or coming to your website and then finally buying it. It can be all those things.
It can also, you can do all these steps through social media.
What's wrong with it is one dude, one girl, or a small group of somebody talking like it's some sort of fancy stuff that you don't understand what they're doing and then taking $2,000 or $3,000 a month from you.
Right.
And then doing a poor job of it. That's what's wrong. And what's wrong with it too is they're using it as like a little tool that is one thing. Well, it shouldn't exist just in social media. It shouldn't exist just in a website.
Right.
It's an overall
integrated approach.
And if you go with these little things that these people try to milk you out of money for, and some of these are really expensive, by the way. So I'm talking about the $99 screw jobs, the $299s, and now you're talking about $2,000 or $3,000 a month screw jobs.
Right.
Those are SEO scams. Those are marketing scams as I know them, as I've seen them, as they continue to change across the internet, as they find out more ways, as more disenchanted people at home buy a course and learn how to harangue you on Facebook or Instagram or whatever. That is all the crud that's out there from those Americans sitting at home, but much less people out of this country emailing and calling you, right. You know? And so they exist all over the world. And if I had to guess, I've been in marketing my whole life. I used to own a service business that depended on marketing, and I finally just became a marketing company for other businesses. It's probably the most oversold thing that exists in our society today, I would think. Would you think that search engine optimization,
absolutely,
online marketing, social media marketing, leads and paid advertising, all that is the most overrun thing that there is to a small business?
Right.
I don't know, what was it 10 years ago, 20 years ago? I don't even know. I guess I was in home security. Home security was definitely up there. People sell
20 years ago when I got started, it was just...
car warranties. How about that one? That's still around, right?
I used to do a website marketing for a guy that did car warranties.
Did you?
Yeah. A long time ago. But yeah, I mean, back when I started, it was just getting a website for the first time. That's a whole...
No, I mean, before even web. I don't even remember what it was. What did we all get called on? Was it insurance or something?
It's
been so prevalent for so long, I don't even remember what exists that beat us over the head with the crud SEO scams and digital media scams. I don't remember what preceded that.
Yeah.
But I know we got calls all the time. Telemarketing was rampant and they had the no calls act.
Well, I remember the long distance call
wars. Satellite TV.
Oh, there you go.
Satellite TV.
Satellite TV.
Yeah. That was beforehand. Satellite TV and home security. And you still get those too, right?
Not me, because I don't have a
home phone. But that was everybody. They were preying on you guys as small business owners. And, you know, we check them all out. They prey on me too. They just can't. But, I mean, I still look at stuff and go, oh, what's funneling? You know, like, you know, you check that out and you're like, oh, we, you know.
Oh, this is sales and marketing 101. That's literally we
package sales and marketing 101 or drip emails. It's like, oh,
we do that already.
Why is everybody talking about that crap so much? I'm like, I don't know, a bunch of idiots bought a course from some dude that has a bunch of followers on Instagram, and like 35,000 people bought it. And now there's zombie droves of people trying to earn money that have no skill sets, calling small businesses across the nation.
And they're using a word you haven't heard before, so that it'll sound like they have some special
knowledge. Yeah, we'll do it for you, though. We'll do it and set it up, but we'll set up so many other things. And I'll just say one other thing about some of this one-hit stuff. If somebody's in a business and they need to go buy a lead, or they're going to knock on a door, or they're going to send out some print advertising, you know, fine. If you need to do that, fine. I started painting curbs and mowing lawns, and then I parlayed that money into another business and more resources. So if you need to start somewhere, guys, go ahead. If you don't have $550, it's going to be rough, though. I don't even hardly believe people when they call me and they tell me that. But yeah. I guess it could happen. It could be true. You could be watching this off of a phone. You could be a kid starting out, you could be living in your parents' house, and I was too at one time. That's okay. But as soon as you can get legitimate marketing, do that. Don't waste a whole life away.
I would like to point out, if you're sitting there watching this on a phone, your phone costs more than our services.
Yeah. Well, the phone itself.
The phone itself, that's what I meant.
The monthly fee is the fee of
whatever.
A bad service, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't waste your whole business career away not figuring this stuff out and not partnering up with somebody that's high quality. Do your homework, find somebody good, and rest assured that there are some good people out there. It's just tougher. If you listen to this and if you watch this, you're a heck of a lot closer. I can tell you're in the top 1 percentile getting ready to make things happen. You might have already been trying, but you'll get there. And you can dominate online. You can dominate on social media, you can dominate on paid, and ad positions can help you. So appreciate you listening, and we'll see you soon. And I tell you what, call us. If you like the video,
number should be right down there.
Yeah, if you liked it, whatever format you watch this on, listen to this on, whether it was a podcast, YouTube, please like this video, like the audio, and call us when you're ready.
See ya.
Take it easy.